This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
But now it's time to strip that all away. Get down to the hairy realness of the rural ranger.
The ranger banger. Ginger ninja in the house.
Who is literally my co-host today, sitting opposite me. And I couldn't not take this opportunity to find out where it all began. How you went from erotic happy endings masseuse to touring the world, burlesque, well, entertaining everyone with learning how to do it. Here's my first question. How were your parents? How did your parents feel about you being an erotic happy endings masseuse?
I think they're pretty cool with it. I do come from...
you've made it into a career. So
I have, actually. It's kind of funny. Who would have thought it would take off? I'm originally from Albury Wodonga. So mum is from Albury and dad is the Dong. They're pretty country bunkin. Pretty bogan. We like to say Bojan.
Bojan. I love Bojan. Bojan realness.
They're pretty cool, actually. Pretty open-minded. Dad, they've both come to the show now. And
it's a great show, in fact. The show in which he's talking about is Wank Bank. I went and saw Wank Bank during the Melbourne International Comedy Festival after years of trying to see it and constantly being told by many of my friends that I have to. I don't know whether that was because of advice, because I needed some work on my technique, or just because it's a really great show. And in it, in Wank Bank and Pussy Play as well, which is what your cousin does, you essentially teach people how, in an entertaining way, how to clean one's clog.
Yes, pleasure activism. It's just a few little tips and techniques to, harness some stuff you might already know and just fulfill it a little bit more.
And who doesn't need a refresher course in everything in life, and especially in this?
Yeah, a lot of people are not, we go straight to the mouth or straight to the other bits. So I don't know if we can, explore our own selves with just our hands. It's safe and clean.
I've got to admit, though, going straight for the mouth is not a problem. I do love a good pash.
Yeah. A disco pash.
A disco pash never goes astray. It's been a while since I've received one.
The ambulances is going to be called all night, isn't it? My parents are pretty cool with it. It's something that I didn't expect to kind of happen, but it's also, I realized there was a huge market for it as well. Recently, people were trying to get me to push to do it into the school system as well. I don't know. They're like,
really?
Oh, well, they
hang
think
on.
I should.
Oh, well, here's the
God,
question.
That sounds
what kind of people?
Well, no, they're just saying that, a lot of the feedback I get from a lot of people, I wish I saw this in school.
Look,
teenagers,
it's entertainingly educational. This is the thing with it, right? Actually, having an expert such as yourself,
sexpert
such as yourself, talk me through things that I already know. I was doing it, and you've got you've got a carrot, and you've also got some heavy things in a balloon just to simulate the balls.
Yeah,
and it was funny because I was there with my friend, and actually I had quite a few friends in the audience, and none of us had said that we were all going. Made for great conversations after the show. and it's funny how many things you get. Well, I know this one already, and I do this one already. But what I realized is it's things that I do on other people. It's not things that I do on myself.
Yeah.
So I realized that I have really good technique for others, but not for me.
Yeah.
And that's what you taught me.
You need to explore, try, because we all kind of go with the thing we feel safe and just the regular stuff. So it's good to experiment a little bit.
It's a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
And look at you. You've made it into a career. You've been touring the world.
Yeah. So I think I've done something 71 shows already this year. So it's nearly coming up to 2 years. And started in Melbourne, and now I've done, I think, 11 cities.
Has it only been 2 years?
Yeah.
So I remember the first time that it happened.
Yeah.
So everyone was like, oh my God, you've got to go.
Yeah. So we started the Gasso.
Yeah.
As a little in the back of a pub. And now I'm doing a 120 seater at Edinburgh Fringe. And I'm about to, I know if I'm allowed to mention it, but MoMA in New York, we're going to do a show at the New York Art Book Fair, which is very exciting.
You know what I think we need to work towards? You need to have a Las Vegas residency, with Britney or Celine. But you.
Yeah, well, my dream is to kind of do it like what Puppetry the Penis did, but for male and female pleasure. So we can kind of do a It's like, yeah, so I can franchise it. So hens parties and bucks parties and can go around the, you know,
it's actually very good for that. But well, what I think is love, because it was originally just you with carrots and then you brought your cousin on board.
Yeah.
And introduced pussy play to bring a whole nother level to it.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, we just, I was, a lot of people left, a lot of ladies would come to the show and then the feedback like, oh, I wish we did one for, you know, the vulva. 2017, it's not the vagina anymore, it's the vulva. So terminology. So I got the feedback and then Adelaide Fringe actually funded me to create it. So I worked with a little sex therapist, had a lot of dinners with power lesbians and Prosecco and got all their tips of the trade. Shout out
to... Well, they know what they're doing.
Jo Wilson was one of the great lesbians that added to it. She's very in-depth. in-depth, I shouldn't say that when I'm talking about vulvas. Anyway, but yeah, it was really great. So also there was a lot that we learned that how little information there was out there as well. So it's kind of in the last 10 years, they've only really learned about the clitoris and stuff.
Really?
Things like that.
Only in 10 years?
Yeah, the last... how the clitoris has kind of got the legs that go alongside.
Learned more about it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So there's never...
Because I'm like, oh my God, poor ladies. Like, well, no wonder you get frustrated with
men. Well, men,
so
they've always had information about men's pleasure, but it's not so much female pleasure, which is really sad. And so it's really important that this kind of is out there and...
absolutely.
You know, keep it... Power to the pussy. Revolvolution. That's what I say.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's so cool. I think the vulva is the most amazing thing. It's the best.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So, you heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Yeah. And I'm actually, it's really great because a lot of gay boys are coming to Pussy Play and same with lots of, you know, all types of people coming to Wank Bank.
Well,
so
and
I
this
love
is the
that.
Whole thing with it. Where, I mean, I do remember when we came to Wank Bank as well, I was laughing how many couples actually were there. I thought that was really cute and really awesome. The number of couples that were there, and it was quite funny because when we're at the Wank Bank bit, like the girlfriend would be going, yeah, and the boyfriend would find it really weird because he's straight.
Yeah.
There were a couple of, you know, quite muscly roided people there and he was like, oh, I shouldn't be doing it, this is for you. And she's like, no, if I have to do this for you, you have to do it for me, which is the way that it works.
And I love seeing the straighty 180 boyfriends having to jack off their girlfriend's carrot. It's really great.
It's so much fun. And
it's really
good. And this is what's great about it. Like, it's a fun, entertaining way to approach, you know, make me an Australian.
It's very light. Yeah.
It's light.
You're doing it to the Spice Girls. Like, it's nothing too serious. One thing I also love is the only time it gets a little awkward, but I also think it's kind of funny, is that when you're doing it with the people around you to have the little circle jerk, just give some ideas about it. But when there is a bit of a family situation, that's going to get a bit awkward. There's a mother, daughter, or brother,
sister.
So when
it was your mother and father, they didn't sit next to each other in the
show? Oh, they went separately. But I had a funny, there was a girl that looked uncomfortable. I'm like, you right? She's like, oh, my father-in-law, and like looked like she was gonna
cry. I was there that night.
Oh, so
that
good.
Was hysterical. And she was like, yeah, this is a really bonding experience.
Yeah, getting to know you a little
bit.
Yeah,
but I mean, what a fun way to do it. It's great that you can look at sex and look at sexuality and look at sensuality in such a way that makes it entertaining for us. And then you get to take things home to try.
You do, your laminated worksheet. Yeah, spray and wipe.
Well, you've got another gig coming up soon, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. Because we're going to Edinburgh, we thought we'd quickly do a gig in Melbourne as well. And I'm doing one in Sydney at Bondi Fest, and then I've got one at Howler on the 27th of July. So we're doing Pussy Play and Wank Bank back to back. So if you're a couple, you could go to both. And
everyone should go to both. I'm going to put it out there. Why go with just one? Even if you're a gay man and the only experience of, you know, a woman's anatomy is coming out of it, that still doesn't mean that you can't go and learn and enjoy.
Totally. And there's a lot of that, like, the gay culture, we're like, oh, vaginas, but they're actually amazing and I want everyone to love them because all pussies are beautiful.
I love it. Pussy power.
Pussy power.
I wish I had an appropriate song to hit with that. I don't. I wish we'd prepared one, but instead now we're going to have this. I love learning a bit of rural ranga pussy realness. I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your story.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.